on one hand, you guys had picked up some steam from the last win, but on the other hand, you did have to be kind of the away team on a short week. Like, what was the mindset even just from what you could see from the start?
We had a good mindset. I think everybody was positive. They was excited. I think the most thing, everybody was worried about how slow they are. But, I mean, when you get on the field, you all let go out the window. You just really just got out there playing ball. So most of the guys, they was ready to play. The mindset was come in here, play our best game, and try to get this W.
And as the adversity was kind of continuing throughout the game, as you kind of see, like, the offense is taking its time, and then there's some lapses, you know, defensively. Like, how do you honestly think the team was handling that and enduring that through the game?
Defensive-wise, I mean, I feel like we was fighting that adversity. We was playing our best ball, trying to make plays, trying to get the ball back as fast as to our offense, as quick as possible, try to play the field position at that, too. So, I mean, at the same time, I mean, we was trying to do a lot and just trying to make a change in for our offense to make plays.
It seems like after both of your wins, you guys felt like maybe you were turning the corner. How deflating is it to come out and have a game like this after the win on Sunday?
It hurt. You know, we gonna have tough games. You know, we have difficult games, and we have to fight our hardest. And in doing so, we try to do that each and every week.
With all the injuries you have on both sides of the ball, is this a team that can't really overcome a lot of the little mistakes that occurred tonight? You know, I mean, just some of the defensive penalties. And how hard is it to overcome that when you are so thin in so many areas?
It's very hard, but at the same time, man, we got stuff. We just got to play with your instincts. You got to play detailed. You got to play with your eyes and play with your technique. You got to be basically almost 100% each and every time we come in this game. Because it relies on us to do that.
Ross looked like he struggled quite a bit tonight with a couple of the penalties and whatnot. Do you, in the course of the game, do you say something to him at all? I mean, what's your, you know, whatever it is to keep him up or?
We said we got your back, man. It happens. It's a game of football. I mean, refs gonna call bad calls. I got to go back and look at the film. I don't think the one, the deep one was. Yes, I mean. Some of those holding the penalties is iffy, you know. I don't think it should have been a hold if the ball wasn't even going this way. So it's iffy.
What would you say is the degree of hope in this locker room?
Hold on. Yeah.
What would you say is the degree of hope in this locker room now that it's beyond the 500 mark as far as the ninth club?
Just continue to stand as a team and going in each and every week with a positive mindset. I mean, you never know what the outcome is going to happen. You know, you never know what team we're going to play and what's going to happen throughout the game. So just stay positive and stay as a team. I mean, we know we got a rough season and it's going to happen.